Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hello, fellow Patriots. Greetings, welcome, salutations, and hump day alohas. As we get underway with a bonus hour, the fourth and final hour of the Bobby Mack Show for this summertime Wednesday afternoon, joined by a special guest for this hour. That's right. Yep. Our little West Highland White Terrier, Miss Megan, has joined me in the secure studio here at Stately McLean Manor. She's going to keep me company for a while here. Great to have you along. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address, as always, bob@1063WORD.com. Well, we have seen these examples before in college dorms. Somebody is has written a racist statement or phrase or word somewhere in the dorm room, and the ivory towers of academia, the pinheads that run those places, immediately get their undies all in a wad. Oh, we must do something about this racist stuff. And it turns out, on many of these instances, that it's a scam. And the person who was targeted for this actually did it themselves. From the New York Post today, an Oregon politician has confessed to pinning a racist letter to himself after he initially claimed it was sent to him anonymously, authorities say. Jonathan Lopez, who is Latino and was a recent commissioner candidate in Umatilla County, claimed he discovered the hate-filled message in his mailbox on June 23rd. On his now-deleted Facebook account, he shared a photo of the letter, which said that Lopez and other Mexicans were not welcome here. Don't waste your time trying to become anything in this county. We will make sure you never win and your family suffers, along with all the other F-word Mexicans in the area, the letter said. Lopez wrote in the post that he holds no resentment for whomever wrote this. Well, that's a good thing. It'd be hard to resent yourself. I'm just simply heartbroken for the lack of knowledge, education, and respect that is missing. I pray for you and wish you prosperity in your life. Me? Well, when authorities followed up with Lopez about the alleged incident, he confessed he had written the letter himself. Our investigation has shown that Mr. Lopez wrote the letter and made false statements to the police and on social media, said the police chief, Jason Edmiston. The end result is a verbal and written admission by Mr. Lopez that the letter was fabricated. The chief said the case would be forwarded to the county DA's office for review on charges for filing a false report. This investigation is particularly frustrating as we're in the midst of multiple major investigations while battling a resource shortage due to the current pandemic, The time spent on this fictitious claim means time lost on other matters, not to mention it needlessly adds to the incredible tension that exists in our nation today. Lopez, who lost a primary election for the commissioner's seat in May, claimed that he never intended to file a police report about the bogus letter. "I never meant to file a report. It just kind of spiraled out," Lopez told the local paper. Well, let's see if it spirals into the courtroom. In on the text line, 71307, Bobby Little Annie sounds like she's doing the news from the old Monahan Mill. Yeah, we are having to make all kinds of adjustments because of various corporate restrictions on our being in our building with studios. And so we are, in many instances, now broadcasting from super secret locations, which cannot be revealed and are covert in nature.
And Moneypenny in hazard wear.
That's right. And Moneypenny in her hazmat suit is heavily ensconced in said studio. Bobby, you want to know how little actual racism exists in this country? There's your proof. People have to do things to themselves. Hey, Bobby, whatever happened to that guy that claimed two guys with MAGA hats beat him up in Chicago while he was holding a sandwich from Subway? He is now still facing charges. Yeah, finally. We'll see. Bobby takes a special kind of you-know-what to do something like that. Hey, Bobby, if foreign nationals can attend classes online, then why would they need to be in the U.S.? Supposedly, they're here to get an education, not to take jobs from American citizens. You realize how many of these are Chinese? Not to, you know, make it racial, but, I mean, it's factual. Something like 40% of these foreign students are Chinese. Bobby, I had an idea. Why can't we organize a million-man march to stand for the Constitution and against socialism and communism? Who would be up for that? Hashtag million men for freedom. The problem has always been with these kinds of things that people who are conservative by nature actually have responsibilities. Mortgages to pay, car payments, got to keep the kids in school. Makes it tough. Bobby, Jonathan Lopez now joins the esteemed company of Jussie Smollett. There's the guy from Chicago that was just referenced. Bubba Wallace and the Al Sharpton-inspired Tawana Brawley debacle. Gotcha. Bobby, President Trump severs ties with the WHO. No, not the band. Now all he has to do is kick the rest of the billion-dollar debate club out of New York City. Let the UN go to The Hague. They'll be a much better fit. I would agree. Bobby, apparently Spartanburg has instigated one of these stupid illegal masks in store rules. Can't go into the store unless you're wearing a mask. If there was a conveniently located store outside the city limits, I wouldn't go inside anything in the city limits until this crap is removed. I hear you. Why does little Annie sound as if she's in a barrel? See previous answer. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, and for ATF, she was on the phone. That's why. Bobby, I don't want to downplay your part in this, referencing ATF, but when those two ladies start laughing out of control, it makes my day. Yeah, I know. I get a kick out of it, too. Bobby, how about posting a dance for us on TikTok before it closes? I don't think so. I don't think so. In the first place, we can't all get together anymore. Right? Yeah, sad.
I think they were talking about just you.
Oh, even worse. Let me see what else I need to catch up with here. I'm having to scroll back and catch because I'm way behind on this. And apologies, as usual. Bobby, I read that Hillary is helping to fund Jamie Harrison's campaign. Where's the rest of this? Where was that? Jeez, I had it and it just skipped on me. Yeah, she is. Where was it? Golly, I just had it here too. Ba-ba-ba. Yeah, now I lost it. Sorry, can't find the rest of it. Bobby, here's my idea. I call it Adopt a Snowflake. I'll pay to send one of these entitled little punks to Venezuela for a week to experience the joys of socialism they all seem to want so much. Bet you a box of donuts they'll be wetting themselves and crying for mama after one day. Yeah, wouldn't last a week. Bobby, when the Bubba Factor has to put their beer down and pick up their weapon, then the left will get more than expected. That's what I'm afraid we are pushing towards. Oh, here it is. I read that Hillary is funding Jamie Harrison, probably along with a lot of other Democrats. Don't think it's a slam dunk for Graham. No, he's in a race this time. He is in a race this time. He got what? $850,000 from Soros? Yeah. You know, round up the usual suspects. 16 after 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. I mentioned yesterday I got a text inquiring, Bobby, whatever happened to Boneheads in the News? It has been on vacation for a bit, but it is back next here on the Bobby Mac Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Fourth and final hour, the bonus hour here on the Bobby Mac Show on Wednesday at 22 after 6 in on the text line. Hey, Bobby, could you maybe give us and the audience the gist of what BLM, what the movement stands for? What I've seen and heard coming out of their mouths is disturbing, and every American, regardless of color, needs to be aware of what they intend. Well, they tell you right up front. You can just go to their website. Their BLM website, but I can give it to you in a nutshell. They are proponents of doing away with the nuclear family, and sadly, in inner-city America, that one is pretty much already accomplished. They are for the elimination of all prisons and all prisoners being released, because, you see, they're all political prisoners, even though they include murderers and rapists and everything else you can think of, black and white. They still are all political prisoners of the system, you see. And, of course, their most prominent program that they're pushing right now is no police. Yeah, defunding the police, just have no police, whatever. So that gives you some idea of what they think America should look like. Now, it's sad because all these Fortune 500 companies are acting cowardly. They don't want to be called racist by BLM. So, you know, they go along to get along. And that includes, of course, the powers that be, the owners, and the commissioner, Roger Goodell, at the NFL. Now, you may remember, and Limbaugh spoke at some length about this yesterday, about this whole business of what the NFL is getting into. Because, you know, they've talked about this song that is referred to as the Black National Anthem being sung before the National Anthem at the first games of the season this year. That idea has been, they're floating a trial balloon for that. So I guess that means, the way I understand that, the players would all be standing for one anthem and then kneeling for the next one. Now, you remember Drew Brees got all kinds of backlash last month for his stance on kneeling during the national anthem when he said he would never do it. Now, and then had to back off on that. Now those who spoke out against the Saints quarterback have remained largely silent when it comes to DeSean Jackson's anti-Semitic post on Instagram. Jackson, who is currently a wide receiver for the Eagles, posted quotes falsely attributed to Adolf Hitler. That's a good idea. And praised noted anti-Semitic preacher Calypso Louis Farrakhan. He highlighted three paragraphs from a book that attributed the quotes to Hitler and shared it on Instagram. And they're so vile, I'm not even going to repeat them. In the wake of it all, there were no Twitter threads from any current NFL player about whether Jackson was wrong, or any teammate of Jackson's saying that he was part of the problem, as many did for Drew Brees when he said he would never agree with someone who knelt during the national anthem. New Orleans Saints defensive end Cam Jordan retweeted a message from Fox Sports' Joy Taylor, which read, "What DeSean Jackson posted was wrong and ignorant. There is no defense for it. I'm glad he apologized and has taken action. Hopefully he will continue to take the time and energy to learn why what he posted was hurtful. Growth and empathy are important for us all." One-way street is what that is. Now, Limbaugh was talking about the NFL doesn't know what's going to hit it. I think they know exactly what's going to hit them, because these people are in a runaway car with no brakes because they refuse to have the brakes repaired. The owners and Goodell know they have no way out of a situation that they put themselves in. They are here by their own design. They recognize that their product has been irreparably damaged and that the league is going to lose a fortune one way or another in lost revenue from sponsors or when their ratings go in the tank. And worse, the once racially diverse but united locker rooms could be torn apart. But they know all this, and they still allowed it because they're cowards. Remember, this is a league that has to contend with the constant safety factors of injuries, mainly concussions, which has seen participation in the sport decline as parents have pushed their kids into other sports other than football. On top of that, the NFL's had another PR disaster with a bunch of its players. Now a lot of people referring to the NFL as the National Felons League. And don't kid yourself, because deep down, the left hates sports, especially American sports, because sports are affirmative action free. You know, I've talked about all these players supporting this. Well, they fail to recognize that they're in a meritocracy themselves. At least when it comes to the field of play, meritocracy is rewarded. Doesn't matter what color your skin is. Kansas City Super Bowl winning quarterback Patrick Mahomes just signed a 10-year, $450 million contract that's actually closer to $500 million when you put in the extensions and the bonuses. But hey, I mean, you know, why worry about a few hundred million dollars here or there? And President Trump was able to rally some support for the NFL. Ratings and popularity surged after he called out the owners and the league in the wake of the Colin Kaepernick stuff. But even then, I mean, it seemed short-lived, slapping a Band-Aid on a gaping wound. And if Goodell continues down this road, continuing to ignore the problems the league is having, professional football may not survive. Certainly, it's not gonna look the way it has in the past. He may not be able to overcome the optics of a league that has become increasingly politicized, chaotic, has always been greedy, and now apparently is out of control and out of touch. So, for Patrick Mahomes, cash that first $100 million pretty quick. May disappear before you know it. 6:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Little Annie is ready in the news center. I'm back with the last half of the bonus hour, including the return of Boneheads and the Noles.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. 6:36, 24 before 7 now here on the Bobby Mac Show. Great to have you along here for the last half of the bonus hour on Wednesday. We were talking earlier about Lindsey, and yeah, he's disgraceful in a lot of ways. In the last couple of weeks, five different times he's taken an alternative position from President Trump, kind of trying to navigate away from him a little bit as we head towards November. But credit where credit's due. Lindsey did assist in getting two moderately, I guess, conservative judges appointed to the Supreme Court. Certainly better than, by a long shot, a lot better than we would have had if Hillary had been doing the appointing. And we get good news from the Supreme Court from time to time. And we got good news again today when the court ruled that the Trump administration did act within its authority when it expanded exemptions to Obamacare's requirement for employers to provide insurance coverage that includes contraception. The poor little ladies at the Little Sisters for the Poor, the Catholic group that's been at the center of the national debate over the mandate, has been fighting ever since Obamacare went. It's been a seven-year battle because the Catholic charity that cares for the elderly in two related disputes against the state of Pennsylvania, which sued over the validity of a rule from the Trump administration that allowed religious-affiliated groups and some for-profit companies to opt out of providing contraception coverage to their employees. Justice Clarence Thomas wrote the majority opinion. It was 7-2. And Judge Thomas wrote, for over 150 years, the Little Sisters have engaged in faithful service and sacrifice, motivated by a religious calling to surrender all for the sake of their brother. But for the past 7 years, they, like many other religious objectors who have participated in the litigation and rulemakings leading up to today's decision, have had to fight for their ability to continue in their noble work without violating their sincerely held religious beliefs. Constance Veit, who is the representative for Little Sisters of the Poor, told Shannon Bream, "We dedicate our lives to this because we believe in the dignity of every human life at every stage of life, from conception until natural death. So we've devoted our lives by religious vows to caring for the elderly, and we literally are by their bedside, holding their hand as they pass on to eternal life. So it's unthinkable for us, on the one hand, to be holding the hand of a dying elderly person, and on the other, to possibly be facilitating the taking of innocent unborn life." So, good decision from the Supreme Court today. They are too few and far between. 6:39, and as promised, here we go. The return of Boneheads in the News.
Boneheads in the News.
Woman filmed her friend being swallowed by a fold-up sofa bed. Not often you see a sofa bed initiate an attack, but that's what happened here. The best part, how much both of them are laughing and snorting. Here we go.
Oh, she's a good egg, making me my bed, isn't she?
Bed folded up on her. That's her, not me. Yeah. She was amused. Jocularity, jocularity. This is not so funny. We're seeing more and more of these kinds of incidents. A woman at a Costco in Fort Myers, Florida, asked a guy why he wasn't wearing a mask on Monday. He didn't like it, flipped out, started yelling at a guy for filming him with his phone, and started screaming, "I feel threatened." Here's what it sounded like.
You're 6 feet away from you.
You're harassing me.
I'm not harassing you. You are infecting us.
You're coming close to me.
Back
off!
Yes.
Threaten me again!
Yes.
Back the f*** up, put your phone down.
I'm telling you, you know, tempers are on a short fuse these days. Meantime, we take you to a Home Depot near Chicago where two women got into it the other day. One of them complained about, what else, people not wearing their masks, then took off her own mask to yell at them. Both women eventually started filming each other. It got physical after the woman who took her mask off said she believes in white power. Cops showed up and arrested her for battery and disorderly conduct. Here's the way it went down.
So you're in the store complaining that people aren't wearing masks. Correct. And you want to say that you're going to puff on me? You're disrespectful to everyone else in this store. The entitlement is disgusting.
Yes, I am entitled. I'm white. I'm a woman. I believe in white power.
White power?
Yeah.
I can't escape the feeling that, you know, when the other woman came out with her, oh, such a sense of entitlement that she just couldn't resist, you know, throwing out white power. Meantime, 44-year-old Don Peters went into a Subway in Akron, Ohio. This was Saturday afternoon. He had been overserved, as we say. He was drunk. started demanding that they make him a sandwich. But he wasn't happy with how they were going about it, so he forced his way behind the counter to make his own. As you might imagine, at that point, they call the cops. What do you know? They found a bottle of vodka on Don.
Say it ain't so, Bobby.
Yeah, alcohol may have been involved. Also, he had pocketed a block of Subway's cheese at some point. Never know when you'll need an emergency cheese sandwich. While he was making his sandwich, he was arrested, charged with disorderly, criminal damaging, and having an open container. And don't forget the theft of the cheese. Well, what are the odds of something like this happening? Apparently, in this case, pretty good. Early on Sunday, cops in Newburgh, Oregon, got a call about a stolen Toyota Land Cruiser. They tracked it down, got into a chase with a car thief, who turned out to be 27-year-old Randy Lee Cooper. Well, as Randy was speeding through town, he crashed into a parked Buick Regal. That allowed the cops to catch up to him. They arrested him on several charges, including unauthorized use of a motor vehicle, eluding, assault, and more. But as I used to say in the Ronco commercials, but wait, there's more. Turned out the Buick he crashed into was also stolen. And the 25-year-old woman, Kristen Begu, was inside, and she was drunk. So she was also arrested for unauthorized use of a motor vehicle. I thought that used to be car theft, didn't it? Yeah, plus a DUI. So,
did you say that was Florida?
No, that was actually Newburgh, Oregon.
Also, Florida's teaching the other states.
Yeah, maybe they had migrated there. They wanted to get away from the heat, you know. But it does sound like a Florida man plus a Florida woman story. There you go. There's the returner of Boneheads in the News. 7:15 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. Right back to wrap things up here on Hump Day on WORT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, it's true. 6:49, 11 before 7 o'clock here on the Bobby Mac Show. Closing minutes here on Hump Day. Hey, Bobby Mac, Knox White believes in white power, too. Sure he does. Bobby, was that you in the pharmacy today? No. Bobby, always learn something from your show. I try hard every day to learn something. You make it easy. Be safe, stay focused, buckle up, and God bless. Right back at you. Appreciate that. Bobby, and let's face it, talking about Lindsay, he pulls off a pantsuit much better than Hillary does. So there's that. Gotcha. Bobby Mack, proof positive, the last phase of ideological subversion is normalization. Worthwhile checking out KGB defector Yuri Bezmenov on YouTube. B-E-Z-M-E-N-O-V. Yuri Bezmenov. Bobby, I vote we keep the schools closed. That's what's wrong with much of what's going on right now. Gotcha. Bobby, no NFL at my house ever again. Never watch the NBA. NASCAR will never be on the radio or TV either. Any other sport that decides to disrespect our country, flag, or national anthem will not ever be viewed or listened to at my house. From Gary in Gray Court. I hear you. Bobby, 75% of NFL players are black. 100% of NFL owners are white. Players are selected through a draft. Doesn't that sound a bit like, oh, I don't know, an auction? Bobby, I hope all these rich athletes understand when you go to the grave, you only take two things with you, your name and your reputation. Bobby, South Carolina, number 3 in the world for new COVID cases per million people in the last 7 days. Still a hoax? See, I love it when people put words in my mouth. I never said COVID-19 was a hoax. What I did say is it is hugely overblown. You want to talk about how many new cases there are per million people? How many new fatalities are there? Take a look at the numbers. CDC themselves released a news release on Friday in which they admitted the number of fatalities from the Wuhan flu is barely above their own metric for it even being an epidemic. But I'm saying it's a hoax, right? Ridiculous. Don't put words in my mouth. Bobby, the NFL is not going anywhere. Give it up. We'll see. I know one thing, it'll never be what it was. Bobby, Drew Brees is a coward. No other way to say it. Bobby, I think this is why there will be no NFL season this year. Bobby, my BLM boycott list has gotten so long now, I've had to start writing on a new roll of toilet paper. Bobby, Jeffrey Epstein did not commit suicide, but Hillary says Ghislaine Maxwell will. Signed, B. Clinton. Yeah. Stories circulating today that Ghislaine Maxwell has copies of all of Epstein's videos. Gulp. Yeah. I can see the headline now. Maxwell continues to succumb to COVID-19, right? Well, in Boneheads, we had some of the more recent examples of people getting into it over the masks. Acting, I guess you might say, like, oh, I don't know, Karen? You know, it's fascinating. Dolls are getting more real than ever. Like the new doll that's just like some of these women we're hearing about in the news.
Move over, Barbie. In 2020, there's a new doll that's taking over the toy aisle. Mattel introduces the Karen doll. She's middle-aged, she's white, and she's insufferably obnoxious. Just pull her string and hear what she has to say.
Okay, I want to speak to the manager this instant. Don't touch me. I will sue you into oblivion. Oh my God.
The Karen doll comes with short bobbed blonde haircut, acrylic nails, and Walmart soccer mom outfit with elastic waist. SUV or minivan sold separately.
You don't want to mess with Karen, because she will hit you so hard that Google won't be able to find you. Okay. Hey, Bob, did you see Lieutenant Colonel Vindman is retiring? Wonder what he's going to do now. Not much of a job market for dirty rats. Oh, I know what Vindman's up to now. Yeah, he's already working on the galley proofs for his book. Yeah, can hardly wait. Thanks for being along. See you tomorrow. God bless.
Who was that masked man anyway?
Beats me.
Who does?
The masked man.
The masked man beats you?
Yep, I wonder who he was.
Beats me.
Who does?
The masked man.
The masked man beats you?
Yep.
I wonder how all this would sound on instant replay.
I don't know. Why don't you try it?
Okay.
Who was that masked man anyways?
Beats me.
Who does?
The masked man.
The masked man beats you?
Yep. I wonder who he was.
Beats me.
Who does?
The masked man.
The masked man beats you?
Yep.
I wonder how all this would sound on instant replay.
I don't know. Why don't you try it?
Okay.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.